Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Kentucky's primary election is 1 week from tomorrow, with a number of party nominees to be determined. There's also a very important nonpartisan race for the top job in Kentucky's second largest city. Of course, we're talking about the Lexington mayor's race, where the top two vote getters will go on to face each other in the fall. For a bit more insight, I'm joined again by Kentucky Gazette editor and publisher Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So we always say follow the money, and that's exactly what you've been doing with this particular race. What have you found out?
Well, it's interesting, Alan. I've looked at the campaign finance reports that are filed with the Kentucky Registry of Election Finance, and by far, Kevin Stinnett has raised the most money. He reported raising $210,000 on his report, and those reports are a couple weeks old at this point. New reports are due any day now. But he had a lot of money that came from developers and people who want to presumably expand the urban service boundary. Some of his donors include people who work for Anderson Communities and the web companies, big developers here in the area, of course. Joe Costa, who is CEO of the Red Mile, he also contributed to Stinnett's campaign. And then right behind him was Linda Gorton, and she had raised $123,000. And her donors run the range from former Governor Jones to Anita Madden. Former Councilwoman Isabel Yates contributed, and those people are more on the side of preservation of the farms around Lexington, more infill development supporters and that ilk. So in a sense, those two who have raised the most money seem to be setting up a battle between pro-development and pro-preservation forces.
And obviously the candidate that ultimately prevails would try to hold sway over the Urban County Council.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to note, too, that there are seven candidates in this race. The top two vote getters, as you said, go on to the November election because they are nonpartisan. So it's not a primary situation in a traditional sense. But then also on the ballot are Ronnie Baston, who's former police chief, and he's running a campaign on, you know, law and order campaign, which would be expected. He wants to focus on school safety and reducing opioid drug use. He didn't have a campaign finance report available late last week, so I'm not sure where his campaign funds are coming from. Former Mayor Teresa Isaac has raised about $25,000. Well below the other two, as we mentioned, Stinnett and Gorton. And then we've got Ike Lawrence, who's running, William Wayman, and Skip Horine. So those other three they're not showing up too much. But I'll tell you, the informal observational polls, if you want to call it that, I'm by far seeing more Baston and Gorton signs out in yards than anybody else.
And the Lexington Herald Leader has kind of come out and endorsed those two candidates in particular to face each other.
That's right. That's right. The Herald Leader has endorsed Baston and Gorton.
So what we have here is a potential urban versus rural dichotomy that could really make for an interesting campaign come the fall.
Yes, it could. If Stinnett and Gorton come out of the primary, again, it looks like it could be setting up the pro-development versus pro-preservation forces as far as how to handle the future of Lexington.
And we don't quite know where Baston would land on that scale as well.
That's right. With Baston, at this point, it's a little unknown. Until we can dig into his campaign finance reports and see who's backing him, it's a little difficult to tell where those sentiments might lie.
Well, that's all the time that we have for this morning. Our guest again has been Laura Cullen-Glasscock, editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.